Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. The fall days are getting shorter and the garden is changing, so go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to check the hours of the garden and make your reservations to get into the season shift. Remember to bring your mask, your sunshades, and your walking shoes. As you head into the garden and go straight past the Japanese garden on the right, you see a large dirt circle in front of you with the demonstration beds just past it. This large dirt circle is one place to watch over the next few months as a plan is in the works to plant a new garden in that space. Just past this spot is a lovely flowering maple surrounded by various colored geraniums. Flowering maple, also called a Chinese lantern, is not a maple at all, but is a member of the mallow family. It's an evergreen perennial that will grow from 10 feet tall to 5 feet wide and will bloom nearly year-round with very little care, making it a great visual for the center of a garden or for a backdrop to highlight other plants. In the very next demonstration bed is another plant that will bloom nearly year-round in our Southern California weather, the shrimp plant. When you look at the shrimp plant, it appears that the bloom is a pinky salmon-colored shrimp-shaped bloom. However, what you're looking at is a bract housing a very delicate white flower that is a favorite with hummingbirds. The shrimp plant comes to us from Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico, and it's a must-have for your hummingbird garden. One great thing about the shrimp plant is that it only grows from 4 to 6 feet tall, so it's easy to watch the hummingbirds when they visit. If you continue along the paved path and turn right at the intersection of the next paved path, you see the California native garden ahead and to your left. The ceniza bush, or Texas sage, is in full bloom right now. A Texas native, this plant is part of the foxglove family and is a beautiful gray-green plant with a profusion of lavender bloom. Heading back the way you came on the paved path takes you down to Tram Road. Walk to your left and you'll walk past the formal rose garden and over to the Mediterranean garden. This is a great spot to see plants from other Mediterranean climates that live happily alongside California native plants. If you head up the walkway toward the upper meadow on your left, you'll see some caper bushes. These low-growing bushes are native to Greece. The flower, buds, and the berries are used in cooking and for seasonings and are generally eaten after being pickled. Another plant to see here is the sea squill. The sea squill is interesting as it's part of the asparagus family and sends up a flower stalk from a large fleshy bulb in the fall after the leaves of spring have died down. You can see some new spires are just now coming into bloom, right next to spires that have already bloomed out and gone to seed this year. The sea squill is found throughout the Mediterranean countries and is not restricted to coastal regions. The bulbs are very much like an onion, but unlike other garden bulbs, they are very bitter and are not eaten by most garden pests. They are, however, eaten by rats, which is the only pest to whom they are poisonous. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.